the only way that you're going to actually understand how to pull all the elements together in something that is a new and unfamiliar format is to script it. I can tell you now that whenever a client who's worked with me previously reaches out to me because their speaking's not getting the engagement it used to, or they've delivered a new speech and it hasn't quite landed, I can tell you right now that they missed this step in the process. Welcome to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast for the entrepreneurs, the subject matter experts, and the difference makers who want to unlock the power of speaking driven strategies to accelerate impact, influence, and revenue. I'm your host, Jacqueline Nagel, and this is the place for straight talking, easy to implement 20 minute or less business speaking and communications insights and lessons, which will help you break through from unheard of to in demand. Let's go. So welcome back to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast, where we're actually in the final runs of pulling together our signature speech. Now, in the last episode, we actually got to the end of the engine room. And so what I mean by that is we got to the end of mapping it. We actually have pulled everything out. We've done the cluster, clump, and dump process. And you should by now have mapped your most important 3x3. Or 7x3 if you're doing a main stage keynote. So this is where we now start to flesh it out and put you on the right pathway to delivering flawlessly every time you speak. Now, I'm going to start with a summary of what you have so far, and these are the things that you have so far. You should have your three key stories coming in, and if you don't have that, please do pop back to the previous podcast episodes to find out what I'm talking about. So you should have your three key stories coming in. You should then have clearly identified what your attention snap is, which is where we get their attention and they lean in for what we're about to teach and share with them. And then from there, you should have your engine room messages, your key engine room messages. And so that will be from your maps that you've completed in the previous episode, and you will actually be able to make a list. So just make a list on one page of what those three key stories are, what your attention snap is, and your key messages that are available in the engine room. What we're going to do next is we're actually going to create the script. Now, I know that scripts can be a little bit controversial with anyone who is an amateur. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. It might sound like a really big call and even a little bit nasty. But the truth is, if you tell me you don't need a script, then you're actually an amateur. And even if you are getting paid for your speaking, it's potentially not consistent and not good enough. So we all should script. For those of you who have been listening to every podcast episode, you will remember the podcast interview that I did with Carmine Gallo, who is one of the world's foremost authorities on storytelling and TED talking. And he was adamant. It takes preparation. It takes being committed to the craft. It takes constant iteration. It takes building the muscle. So if you believe that you don't need a script, then I'm going to challenge you as to whether or not you're actually serious about becoming a masterful communicator. Now, do I want you to deliver something script perfect? Yes. Do I want you to deliver something word perfect? No. So whilst you're still there, possibly resisting my call to scripting, I want you to consider this. I want to give you the distinction. We do not want you delivering word perfect unless it's something that's 10 minutes or less because you don't have time to muck around. But we do want you delivering something that's script perfect. And what I mean by that is everything is in place, everything flows, no major chunks or bits of information are missed, but your words may change slightly depending on the day. And this is what we want to aim for. And the way that I want you to think about script perfect, our goal in mind for any of your speeches, is I want you to think about how do you get this to conversational ease. Now, some people do that by actually rehearsing and memorizing every single word, and that's okay. But when we're actually delivering 30, 45, and 60 minutes, we need to have the speech embedded into our neural pathways, but not necessarily word for word, so that we can actually have that ebb and flow and rhythm that comes with conversational ease, as if you're in conversation with your best friend. I always say the best speeches are one message, one conversation to one person. And that applies whether you're speaking to one person or to an audience of 10,000. So we are going to script, right? And there's a number of reasons for that. There is what I just spoke about. We want to actually become masterful at our craft and continue to improve. The other thing is that this is also the way that you teach yourself a new structure. We've mentioned several times throughout this series that this is not quite familiar with a lot of you. It is a different way of putting things together and being very deliberate about what you speak about. And for many of you, that's unfamiliar. And so the only way that you're actually going to teach yourself to do this and to keep to the structure that we've outlined for you is to script. The only way that you're actually going to keep your stories on point and to keep your stories landing perfectly and to not derail people within the stories is to script them, right? The only way that you're going to actually understand how to pull all the elements together in something that is a new and unfamiliar format is to script it. And this will start to embed in you exactly how you need to approach your speaking. And over time, it won't be as critical. But I can tell you now that whenever a client who's worked with me previously reaches out to me because their speaking's not getting the engagement it used to, or they've delivered a new speech and it hasn't quite landed, I can tell you right now that they missed this step in the process. Now, does this mean that you need to be script and word perfect every single time you deliver it? No, it doesn't. But this is how we build the muscle and this is how we get intentional, right? We spoke in previous episodes about the whole intention of speaking is to move an audience from where they are now to where you want them to be to where they never expected to be. And that doesn't happen by accident. You actually have to be really deliberate about how you're taking them there. What's really interesting in the Speak Like TED program that we're running at the moment, now the average TED talk these days is around 11 minutes. In this program, we're actually building the original format, which is up to 18 minutes. But 18 minutes at 150 words a minute, it's only around 2,500 words. And what's really interesting is even those people that have previously not really scripted everything or a lot have suddenly realized the value of scripting, because 2,500 words, approximately 2,500 words, to get your message across, to land it and to change somebody's perspective, every single word becomes invaluable. And this is the feedback that we're getting in that program, because we normally do our work with people doing 30, 45 and 60 minute keynotes and speeches. And so what we're getting from the TED Talk program is a genuine appreciation for the value of every word when your time is limited. You know, Winston Churchill is famously said to have replied to a journalist when he was asked why one of his speeches was longer and more rambly than usual. His famous answer is, because I didn't have time to make it shorter. And so it takes a lot more to deliver a power punch within 10 minutes or 11 minutes or 18 minutes than it does to get to 45 and 60 minutes. And so that's why we script, because every word becomes invaluable. When I'm working with people in script review, we will literally puppeteer each word. And I'm going to talk to you again about the fact that this doesn't mean you're going to deliver word perfect like a polished, robotic, rehearsed moron. This is literally just to get this to its most powerful format. And when we puppeteer, sometimes it is the change of two words. Sometimes it is a change of one sentence. Sometimes it is actually the change of the tonality of that word, but the word is still the most important thing. So we have to script, to get all of those things together and to be super intentional about how we're actually going to get our audiences to move to where we want them to be and to surprise and delight them along the way. Okay, so we're going to build this script inside out. And what I mean by that is we're actually not going to do it in a sequential order. So inside out is not quite true, but we're not going to do this in a sequential order. So the way that we're going to build our script is in chunks, and we're not going to worry about transitions. So how we're going to build this out is you are going to start with your chunks. So you've got story one, story two, and story three coming in. Remember from the original structure. Now, this is only to do with the keynote and business building subject matter expert structure. This is not to do with all the other structures. We're staying very specifically to this, but the skills you build with this will help you across the board. So, story one, story two, and story three coming in, we script them in full independently. Don't try to work out how they're joining together yet. So, we do those chunks. And then the next bit we do are the engine rooms, clusters one, two, and three. And if you're doing a main stage format, four and five. And we use the maps from the previous podcast episode to flesh them out completely. So once we've done all of those, what we then do is we bring in our attention snap. So we finalize our attention snap after we've done the stories and the engine room clusters independently, not necessarily joining them together yet. With the attention snap, if you remember clearly, that is your what, your why, because when you, then you. So it's your what, your why, when you, then you. The attention snap then comes next. Still, not necessarily having to connect it between the stories and the engine room. So then what we do is we put it all together in order. So we have story 1, 2, and 3. We have our attention snap, and then we have our engine room clusters, 1, 2, and 3, main stage, keynote, 4, and 5. When we pull all that together in its chunks, its independent chunks, this is when we do the transitions between the stories. This is when we do the transition from the story to the what, when, then to your attention snap. And this is when we do the story from the attention snap out to the engine room. Now, then we do the transitions between each of the clusters in the engine rooms. Now, the reason that we do the transitions last is because sometimes you simply have to change the last word in the chunk before and the first word in the chunk coming. You may need to add a whole sentence between to bridge them, and you may actually need to add a whole little like micro section, like a bridge, right? So it's really important that we don't try and do that in advance. And the reason why is because that's quite often we get stuck and where we lose our power. If we think about the stories we hear about people when they sit down to write their books, right, they will quite often say to you they get stuck. How many people, and that you can Google these numbers, I do know you can Google these numbers, but how many people say they're going to write a book and never get past the first few chapters? Now, my theory, and this is just an opinion and it's completely unproven, but my theory is they get so hooked on how they're going to move from chapter 3 to chapter 4, from chapter 4 to chapter 5. They get so hooked on how they're going to make that jump and create that bridge that they actually get stuck in place. Now, this is a process you're going to have to trust, because it is almost the antithesis of how we are taught to do things. We are taught to do things in a linear fashion. And yet, when we do that, we actually sometimes end up putting more into those transitions and into those bridges than we really should. Right? So don't be the author with the unfinished manuscript on their desk. Build your script inside out, because once you do this, you will see that some of those transitions are simply the change or the adding of a word or two. And it is not worth you stalling and creating so many extra days and weeks in the creation of your speech simply because you're trying to do it in a linear format. So focus on your power first. The power is in your stories. The power is in your engine room. The power is in the attention snap. Get those together. And then we worry about the transitions. And then we worry about the segues and the bridges. So this is how we're going to put our script together. Now, remembering yet again, I've mentioned a couple of times in this episode and in previous episodes, we are aiming for 150 words per minute as our final script word count. Now, for those of you who are still going, I am not going to script. I did not want to sound like a robot voice who's so polished and so precise that people can't relate to me. That is not what we want. So the next part of being able to deliver flawlessly, and now you'll see why the script comes in and why it's really important, is we are going to use a decades-old process called embedding. Now, I first discovered this, I realized, when I was about 21 or 22, when I was first starting on my personal development journey. And it was such a part of my way of being that I didn't even realize it wasn't mine. I used to say, I don't know where I learned this from. And we were actually in one workshop years ago, and somebody at the back of the room stood up and said, oh, that's a Napoleon Hill strategy. And I suddenly went, oh, of course it is, because I read and inhaled Think and Grow Rich when I was first starting on this personal development journey. And so naturally, that's where it came from. I always knew it wasn't mine, but I felt like it was mine because it was so deeply embedded, no pun intended. But the embedding process is really powerful. It is something I'm about to run you through. It's something that works really, really well for most of my clients. There's about 5% of my clients that it doesn't work with. So if you're one of them, please do reach out to me on socials and let me know, and I can give you an alternative strategy. But it also worked well. For example, my eldest son did a dual degree in business and law, and it worked really well for him for actually prepping for exams and prepping for debates and things like that. So this is a strategy that works across the board. And it's something that also makes sure that we are going to know our script perfectly, but we're going to be able to deliver with conversational ease. And that's the key to this one that I really love. The other reason that I found that I love this is that when I was first learning how to speak in a more official capacity about 15 years ago, it was very much about you need to practice your speech 25 to 30 times. Now, if I was delivering 45 minutes or an hour, when I had three kids under five, and running multi-million dollar businesses, and my then husband was doing the same, I didn't have the time to practice that often in front of a mirror, in front of the teddy bears, in front of the dogs, in front of the children, in front of friendlies. I didn't have the time to practice. So I would just ditch the practice and wing it because I didn't have an alternative until I learned this. Now, the other thing I want you to understand about this strategy I'm about to share with you is this. The first time you do it, you are going to need every bit of the time frames that I give you and more if you have the time to put the more time in. But as your brain becomes more and more familiar with this as your process, it becomes really fast. So for example, now a brand new 45 to 60 minute keynote, I can embed and be ready to deliver within 3 days. I have also used this process for a workshop, a 3-day workshop that I had to write and deliver. And I realized with my schedule, I wasn't going to be able to finalize the content until about 4 or 5 days before delivery. And so I chose to script every word of it and use this process. And when you hear the process, you'll understand that it probably consumed my time for those few days. But what happened when I got in the workshop? 3-day workshop in a space that I hadn't really touched before, delivered it flawlessly and without notes. Right? And what happens when you can deliver flawlessly and you can deliver without notes, whether it's a speech or a workshop, what happens is people trust you. There's this unconscious recognition that you must know your things. It also allows you to take people wherever you need to take them. It's a really powerful foundational bedrock stone. And this is how we deliver flawlessly, right? So let's get into the embedding process, shall we? So the embedding process is this. You take the script that you have written, that you have done word for word, that you have made sure that all the words are important. And actually, on all the words are important, if I can just duck in here with a really quick little anecdote, Jerry Seinfeld, who is inarguably one of the successful comedians of, well, my generation, but of the current era, he actually, in his Netflix documentary, docuseries, and also in his book, talks about it can take him months to deliver a 1 to 2 minute comedy routine or comedy stack. And the reason why is that he says he labors over every single word. Now, this level of success is no accident. So if somebody at Jerry Seinfeld's level is still laboring over every single word and can take weeks to just make sure that one word is right over another, then we have no excuse but to double down on the craft, right? Who are we to say that we don't need to do that? Okay, now you may not want to operate at the level of Jerry Springfield, but this process that we've taken you through and what I'm about to give you with embedding will absolutely help you stand out amongst your current competition. So the embedding process, take that script. I always laugh and say that this is much easier when you are single than if you are partnered, but take that script. And what we're going to do is we're going to bookend our sleep. And what I mean by that is we are going to read word for word every night as the last thing before we go to sleep. And when we wake up in the morning, we're going to pick that script up and we're going to read it word for word once again. And we, in this way, we're going to be embedding the script as we sleep, right? So do not check Insta after you do your script or before you do your script in the morning. Do not check Insta. Do not message your friends. Do not get into a conversation. The embedding is about bookending your sleep. Now, if you do this for at least 7 days, preferably 10 days, you will be able to recall 90% of the information. There are some additional steps that we use with our private clients, but those additional steps have only come in the last 2 to 3 years. For the first 5-6 years that I was specifically teaching this to my clients, this is the only process that we used. Now, what happens is in the last couple of days, you make sure that you're actually reading it through without your notes and just picking up the script at the time that you actually stumble. And we turn choke points into prompt points, which is a process that we take our clients through in our workshops. So what we do with the embedding process is the other key to this is, well, there's actually two other keys. Number one, you have to trust it. You have to trust that it's going to work and that it's going to work for you. I've never had it fail yet. Then the second thing that I want you to know, the key to this, is that when you walk into a room to deliver the speech that you've embedded, and obviously, sorry, in those last 2 to 3 days, I mentioned that, like, you know, you do it without your notes. Make sure you're doing it until you're comfortable enough and you can get through it well enough, right? And then when you actually walk into the room that you're going to be presenting in, I want you to stand in the spot that you're going to be presenting in. And I want you to find a spot at the back of the room opposite you that is just above eye height. Now, you can do this no matter the size of the room. Now, the reason I want that is because if you do feel yourself stumbling, I want you to lift your eyes to that spot that you identified earlier that is just above eye height. And when you do this, right, you are actually taking yourself into the neurological recall zone. And if you relax and you don't panic and you lift your eyes, you will actually feel it all coming back to you, right? You have to trust. But 99% of the time when we do this, it works. It's the most powerful thing on the planet. It's also a really good tip for your kids if they're in exams and they stress. If you have children that are in primary or high school and get stressed about exams, give them this tip. They'll start to remember, right? So it's really important that you understand that you have to trust the process. This works for 95% of people who trust it. As I said, there's 5% of people that it doesn't work for. And if this doesn't work for you, I'm happy if you reach out to me. But this works for 95% of the people. Of those 95% of the people that it works for, it's 100% of those people it works for them because they trust the process, right? It's simply trust. It's trusting that the preparation you've done is enough. Now, there are additional tools, as I mentioned, that we do use with our private clients to really strengthen that. But if you embed and practice, you will get to the place where you are in conversational ease. And the secret with embedding, getting you to conversational ease instead of polished, rehearsed, robotic, the secret with this is that it's your neural pathways, right? It is not rote learning. It's your neural pathways that you're embedding the script into. And that gives you the freedom to be more conversational. It also means that if you lose your place, you're not going to panic. It also means, whereas when you're perfectly scripted, and especially if you have an autoprompter, you lose your place and you start to get panicky about trying to find it, right? But if you're just trusting in the embedding process, then it just keeps flowing, right? And this is where conversational ease gets. If you lose your place, sometimes you don't even know. And guess what? If you drop part of your speech, the only person who's going to know is you and your speech coach if you have one. So relax, enjoy. Fall in love with the power of scripting and know that this is the secret to delivering flawlessly without notes, without PowerPoint, and with conversational ease, the type of conversational ease that will have people leaning into you and saying, I want more. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Speaker Driven Business. And if you have, I'd love you to do two things for me. Number one, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And number two, leave a review so other people can find and enjoy the content we share. Online, you can find us on Instagram and connect with me personally on LinkedIn. Just head to anygiventuesday.com.au and you will find all the connection points there. Speaker Driven Business is the show making speaking driven strategies accessible to everyone, and I am honored you tuned in.